Chapter 1. The 6 o'clock news came on while Carrie Lanter got dressed. She listened to the news while pulling up her compression shorts for a daily morning run. She glanced at the television before walking out the door. She never noticed the breaking news flashing across the TV screen. She turned on her iPod, then headed towards the bike trail. The trail ran beside a main street and throughout the woody areas of Trenton, New Jersey. Every morning, Carrie ran this trail before going to work. She never noticed the man coming out of the woods. He had on a black stocking covering his face with a black hoodie sweater covering his head. She continued jogging while looking through her music list. The man grabbed her from behind as she kicked and screamed. He threw her down, choking her with both hands. "Shush!" He watched as she gagged. "Don't make me kill you." She began to lose consciousness. He picked her up from behind, then dragged her deeper into the woods. She was very weak while gasping for air. "Please, sir." He threw her on the ground. He pulled out a pocket knife, then cut off her compression top and bra. "Please, sir, please do not do this." He put the knife to her throat, "Shush," then down to her shorts. She continued to cry as he ripped off her compression shorts and pink panties, pushing inside her. He kissed her lips with the black stocking covering his face. She screamed silently from within as he kept the knife close to her neck. When he got up, she noticed the blue latex condom he pulled off. She begged for her life as he stood over her with the knife, looking at her naked body. "Please don't kill me." He zipped his pants up, then ran off. Carrie watched the man leave as her vagina throbbed in pain. She covered her naked body with her torn compression outfit. She was treated at Trenton Memorial Hospital.
"Good morning, Miss Lanter. I'm Amy Goodlin, a social worker, and this is Detective Scott Nero. We need to ask you a few questions."